Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, July 7th. Happy Missions Monday. Let's start out with our memory verse. It's from Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Today we're in 2 John, verses 4 through 11. Yesterday we read from 1 John about the fact that we are God's children and that as God's children we are to turn from sin. And today we're going to talk about how we do that. We walk in truth and in love, and we also reject the false teachers who deny that Jesus is Lord. 2 John, verses 4 through 11. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to His commands. As you have heard from the beginning, His command is that you walk in love. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is a deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. As one of the Bible study notes in the Student Study Bible says, we should show discretion but also love. John is reminding us that as children of God, that we love one another, that we walk in the love and the truth of Christ. But that love that we have isn't devoid of truth. So we have to show discretion. And if there are people who are continually opposing the gospel, then he says, do not extend hospitality to them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work, as it says in verse 11. Let's move over to Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 14 through 28 next. The title in my Bible is Jesus and Beelzebub. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. He is driving out demons. Others tested him by asking him for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if I drive them out by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." This passage has always been a bit confusing for me, so I went to commentary to help me understand what is going on here with the impure spirit that is cast out of a person and then it brings seven other spirits back, and the situation is worse than when the spirit was exorcised in the beginning. And this is what Daryl Bach has to say about it. The picture is of a person who has experienced a great act of God. So the great act was the impure spirit coming out and the house being swept clean and put in order, but it has not responded to it. So the man is living, but he is spiritually empty. And so even though that impure spirit is gone, he's ready to host some kind of spiritual guest. And the hope would be that that guest would be Jesus, that he would reign and his kingdom would come in that person's heart and life. But the person has learned nothing that is here in the text and is still subject to the same demonic influence. The tragedy is that by not responding, the opportunity for a permanent reversal is lost. Failure to have God enter in has left the person in peril. And so that's why I think that Jesus ends the story by saying, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it." Oh Lord, would you fill our hearts and our minds with you? Would you change our existence? Would you be the spiritual guest in our home? And would you rule there? Our final passage is from Proverbs chapter 7. Verses 24 through 27. "Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death." This is another urgent plea warning against the seductive nature of the adulteress. And the path that she leads us down is one of destruction. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. We don't have a formal mission partner, but I'm excited to tell you that this Friday, Ann Peyton Baker will be a guest on the podcast. She is with Kids Alive in the Dominican Republic. And she works in a hybrid approach, going down about four times a year and also overseeing an exciting program she's going to tell us about on Friday's podcast. So I want to spend some time in prayer for Ann Peyton as we close the podcast today. Will you pray with me? Father, open our mouths and our mouths will declare your praise. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And if you, O Lord, kept a record of sin, who could stand? For with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew in us a steadfast spirit. Restore to us the joy of our salvation and lead us in the way everlasting. We pray over our sister Ann Peyton Baker. We thank you, Lord, for her ministry with Kids Alive and for the fact that she grew up at Mount Brook Baptist. We pray for all those who are children and youth in our church. We pray, Lord, that they would catch a vision for what it means to live for your kingdom and that they would love you and obey your commands. We pray for the next phase of Ann Peyton's ministry. And we pray specifically for the children who are at Case Monte Plata, that they would grow in knowledge of you, and for the house parents that live there as well. Thank you, Lord, for your faithful love. Be with my brothers and sisters today, wherever they are. In Jesus' name, amen.